I'm Skid, and join me in my House of Loud every Sunday from midday for 2 hours of classic rock and metal spanning the 60s through to the 90s, with a splattering of contemporary bands also, only on MMH, the home of rock radio.
MMH, the home of rock radio.
You're about to listen to an interview that took place at the Islington Academy on Wednesday, the 4th of December this year. And it involved the band Gwar. Slightly unusual, this interview, because there were three interviewees at the same time and the band only allowed the questions to be fired at them by all three. So you will listen to myself and two others. I come in around about the 2 minute mark with some very sensible, deep and intellectual questions, of course. However, I need to let you know that there is some warnings here. You are going to hear a lot of swearing and a lot of sexual references that some of you may find offensive. So if you are of this disposition, please do not listen. But otherwise, sit back and listen to 6 minutes of the ramblings of those scum dogs of the universe that are Gwar.
So you've been on the tour, you're a week into the tour. How's it feel today, right now?
2 weeks.
Yeah, two. Well, 2 weeks.
Ten,
feels like 2 years.
11 weeks, actually. 2 weeks over here.
Right. And it's been, what, a decade since you've been over to the UK?
Years.
8 years, yeah. What do you think of the UK?
It's great.
Yeah, the good and the bad. What's good?
The bad. Let's see. The toilets. The hot. No hot water in the sinks when there's hot water in the shower. No hot water in the shower. And there's no hot water in the sink. No. The food. The ugly women. All that shit. That's great.
The standard stuff.
I finally got my proper fish and chips today, so I'm happy.
You can have jellied eel.
Oh.
Love jellied eel.
Oh, you like a jellied eel. What about a whelk? Did you go for a whelk?
Whelk!
Oh, I've heard whelk before.
Mm. If I cut in, say you're in a cafe and you're eating the jellied eels, how would you describe Gwar to somebody, to some kind of civil kind of Brit enjoying his pie and mash?
We're kind of like musical jellied eel, aren't we? they don't slit your throat if you look at it wrong.
Exactly, and much more drunk than a jellied eel.
Well. Not the jellied eel I was eating.
Would you consider Gwar a religion to you?
Oh, fuck no. Religion's the stupidest fucking thing ever conceived.
Why?
Why not? I mean, why worship some bullshit you can't fucking prove? That's just stupid.
Have you got a mission that maybe involves anti-religion at all?
No, I mean, Gwar's only mission is to try to get the fuck off this planet. And meanwhile, our only fun is killing anybody that gets in our way of killing anyone. So, you know. We drink, we fuck, we kill, play rock and roll, you know?
If you see anybody kill somebody that we were going to kill, you kill that motherfucker.
If anybody gets in the way of me killing anyone, I'm going to hurt them really bad.
There's a rumour going around that when you sleep with the British groupies that you actually kill them by imploding them by sucking out their breasts. Is that
true? Well, it's, you know, if this lays on top of that, that dies. I mean... You know, it's like 8,000 pounds of fucking hot man flesh.
Beautiful man flesh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's also a rumour going around that at the end of the set, you're going to let off a thermonuclear device. Is that correct?
If it works tonight. We've been having trouble with it.
We're really sometimes. Not that high tech in our
opinion. Yeah. Okay, really?
It's like homemade flash pots, only ours are thermonuclear.
Thermonuclear, I love it.
So, we like to get a bit more hands-on.
Sometimes it's... Sometimes
beautiful.
Oh, look! It's the Berserker Blothar!
He's a good-looking fella. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. What's up, man?
Well, we're good. We're just getting a lowdown on jelly deals.
Oh, okay. It's like a ball sack on your shirt there.
Who do you think is most
Do you want my ball sack on your shirt?
Yeah, I'd love to.
It's a direct question.
Who is most likely to throw up on the tour bus?
Throw up on the tour bus? Mm-hmm. Probably you. You're coming on the tour bus today.
Yeah, that's a rookie move.
It's a low tolerance.
You're definitely going to throw up.
I mean, we ooze from certain regions, but throwing up isn't something that we believe.
Yeah. You know.
And we've heard a dirty rumor that you've been invited to go speak at the NATO conference. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know if I'd say invited. More like ceremonially invoked.
Beautiful.
Why would we waste our words when our fists are poetic?
Yes. Beautiful. And what have you got to say for the beautiful people of London?
Well, you know, fuck you. I mean, hey, what else is there to say? London, it's an old fucking, it's the oldest city. It's the oldest Roman city. It's a Roman city. We've been here so many times at this point, it's just old hat. Londoners know us.
And they still buy tickets. It's sold out tonight.
Yeah.
No matter how many times we come here and kill them, no matter how many years in between coming over here and kill them, they still buy tickets.
What I would say to the people of London is that Gwar lives, motherfuckers. Come see us. It's the best fucking rock show you've ever seen. Period. Bar none.
Speaking of killing, if you could execute one person on stage, who would it be?
You haven't seen the show.
This question.
That's a stupid
question.
I apologize for the young
boy. We can execute more than one person, and we do it every fucking night. Yeah. Why don't we limit ourselves to just one person?
Yeah. Yeah, but surely somebody.
We get around to everybody.
Who is it that sticks out right now? I mean,
who would you want to see us kill? Yeah.
We kill Donald Trump every single night, and he
just
keeps.
Yeah, well, not even just Trump, but I mean.
Trump comes up and sucks him off like a champ. Like he was born to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing just watching Trump work that thing.
Yeah.
I think it's that one.
Which one does he go for? Is
that one? He puts that one in his ear.
We were going to kill Boris Johnson, but we couldn't tell him the difference between him and Trump.
No,
they look exactly alike to us.
Yeah, they're identical.
All fat men with blonde wigs look identical to Gwar.
That pretty much sums it up. You're right.
Can you bring me the condoms that are in there?
All of them.
The dressing room.
So this is your last show in the UK?
It is.
You're leaving us undestroyed.
Last show this decade.
And then you're over to mainland Europe.
That's right, yes.
Going to Germany, Slovakia.
Yeah, we've already been in Germany, you know. We've seen their fucking pasty faces.
Oh.
Heard their sickening accents.
Drunk their beer?
Yeah, well, now we're, what did we do? I mean, now we're ready to go to Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Where the women are really beautiful.
They are.
Until they hit about 30.
And hairy. I need the other one, too. It's a two-rubber knife.
All right.
I need you to put them on
safe
rape.
Safe rape, yeah, good.
We don't want to catch it.
No, exactly, quite right. And then you're going to have the New Year Eve show in Cincinnati. Is that going to be special?
Oh, hell yeah. We're going to ring in the New
Year.
Every
Gwar show is
special. Well, of course, but the New Year's Eve.
We're going to throttle the old year and then throttle the New Year, the little baby New Year.
We're going to take both years and bang their heads together like coconuts.
Fantastic. That
sounds like quite a celebration.
We may end up in 78, we don't know. We've never done that before.
All right.
It's going to be that kind of party.
We done?
Fuck yeah.
No, they do before.
Gwar, we love you. We're looking forward to the show.
I just saw
and please don't kill us all when you come off stage.
Yeah. Hey man, if you make it, we'll see you afterwards.
Yeah, we'll kill you before we get off stage.
I'm Skid, and join me in my House of Loud every Sunday from midday for 2 hours of classic rock and metal spanning the 60s through to the 90s with a splattering of contemporary bands also. Only on MMH, the home of rock radio.
MMH, the home of rock radio.